Topic 22. Color. 1. All colors emanate from one source or one primary color. In this solar system, the cosmic ray of indigo, veiling cosmic love or wisdom, and then split into three major colors, and thence into the four minor, making the seven colors of the spectrum. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 238. 2. Colors as manifested on the physical plane show at their crudest and harshest. Even the most exquisite of shades as seen by the physical eye is hard and harsh compared to those on the emotional plane, and as the finer matter of the other planes is contacted, the beauty, the softness, and the exquisite quality of the different hues grow with each transition. When the ultimate and synthetic color is reached, the beauty transcends all conception. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 209. 3. I appreciate your feeling that even these hints but lead apparently to great confusion. But by constant application to the subject in hand, by frequent brooding and meditation on the colors, and by an endeavor to attain their esoteric significance and their microcosmic application, will gradually appear the thread that will lead the student out of his confusion into the clear light of perfect knowledge. Have, therefore, courage, a broad elasticity of view, and an ability to reserve opinion until further facts are demonstrated, and also an avoidance of dogmatic assertion. These will be your best guides in the early days of your search. Many have, through meditation and a receptiveness to higher learning, found their way out of the hall of learning into the hall of wisdom. Only in the hall of wisdom can the esoteric interpretation of the colors be truly known. The hall is entered through meditation, which prepares the student for that initiation which opens to him the door. Therefore, hold fast to meditation and falter not in purpose. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 231.